Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the Naked Forex Guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter. Okay, so today's question is, I cannot afford to trade the weekly charts. What should I do? And the underlying question is, my account's not big enough, so I can't afford a big stop loss. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I appreciate the question, Hugh. This is a really common one. I hear this one a lot as a trader who trades daily and weekly charts. I hear this a lot. And my recommendation always is to find a broker like Awanda, who will allow you to set your lot sizes. And it's not just because it allows you to trade, you know, a $1,000 account with a 550 pip stop loss and still risk 1% of your account. Not just that. I mean, that's obviously the thing that you get, you know, by trading for, you know, 2 cents a pip or whatever it is. But the other thing is that over the long haul, and I can post this video under the show notes for today's session, but basically what you want to remember is that, and it's hard to see this unless you actually see a demonstration, but over the long haul, if you are risking precisely the amount at risk that you want, so that might be 1%, 2%, whatever it is for your system, if you risk precisely that amount rather than having to choose, for example, you know, if you have an account where you can't set your lot sizes, so you have to choose, am I going to risk 2.5% on this trade or am I going to risk 1.7%? You know what I mean? You can't risk exactly
yeah,
two.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, what happens over the long haul when you're able to precisely risk 2%, and you'll see this in the video, you actually will multiply your account by many, 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 many percent over the years because you're able to take those 2% risk trades rather than the 1.7. So those, if you think about it, it makes sense because some of those trades that you're risking 1.7% because you can't go over 2% and risk the 2.5, so you have to choose the lower amount. Some of those are going to be winners, and those winners aren't going to be as big as they would have been if you were risking exactly 2%. So I highly recommend, even if you don't trade the weekly charts, that you find a broker like Awanda who allows you to set your lot sizes precisely so that your risk is exactly the same on every trade, no matter where your stop loss is. Now, this is mostly important for those traders like myself who place their stops based on what the market's done, and not, they don't, you know, it's not as key or critical for those traders who have a, you know, I always use a 50 pip stop and I always go for 100 pip target and so forth. Although I will say that the same principle applies as your account grows, you still want to keep that risk exactly at 2% or whatever your number is. And it just makes it so much easier when your broker allows you to do that rather than having to choose, you know, am I going to take 3 lots here or 4 lots? You know, you can't do that 3.75 lots or whatever. So yeah, so I just think it's something that people overlook. I know it seems like it's not a big deal, but if you look at the math, you'll see it is a big deal, you know, over a lifetime of trading. So let's say that, Hugh, you're trading for another 40 years from now, you know, the amount of money that you will make just by allowing yourself to risk precisely the right amount is really astronomical when you calculate it out. Assuming, of course, you're making money and you have a positive expectancy and all that, but that's, you know, that goes without saying. So it's a really big deal, and I hope that most people here consider that it's worth it for you to go through the pain of changing brokers and finding a broker who will allow you to set your lot sizes, because it just makes mathematical sense.
Oh yeah, I totally agree. Like in a recent round of backtesting, I did one round where I did 2%, and that made like 300% total, and then I did another round where it was just like a fixed amount. I didn't even take the percentage risk into account, and that made like 20% or something. So it can be pretty huge.
Wow. Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, that's, you know, people sometimes don't even do this in their back testing. And so they go, oh, well, that system's not good. I traded it over 7 years and I only made 20%. But obviously it was good if you had your math right. So that's a great point.
Okay, well, thanks for the insights.
Okay, see you next time, Hugh. Bye.